We invite you to close your eyes and spend some time contemplating where you sit right now. Each of you are scattered across the globe in various unique and distinct locations. And in this contemplation, we ask you to be specific to the area that you sit upon. Think for a moment. Who has been in that same exact place within your historical past? What of all those ancestors that have walked that exact place of earth you stand upon now? What has been their experiences? And the reason we ask you to reflect and contemplate on all of these past experiences, on the ancestors that have walked upon the earth you now sit upon, is because they are all here now. And they see you. They see the magnificence of your soul. They see the journey of awakening that you are upon. And they see how this ripples out through all of humanity. And they smile, for the future indeed is bright. And the future generations will look upon you as one of the ancestors of old, the ones who made a difference. This is your legacy. This is your future. And so let us continue on to cry on.
What is it like on the other side of the veil? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. What a question. And there are many who silently ask that, knowing that perhaps it would be difficult to get an answer that made sense. And you're right. What if a child would ask that, having perhaps heard a channeling or gone to church or whatever it is where someone talked about what is on the other side of the veil? And of course, the answer is always, well, that's where God lives. That is the linear answer. And it comes from mythology. It comes from religious doctrine. It comes from so many places except the truth. First of all, you have to ask yourself, what is the veil? But first, even before that, I want to take you back to when my partner, the man in the chair, first sat down and said the words, "If you're there, show me." We have spoken of this often, but in this particular explanation or speaking of the veil in particular, this is very appropriate for you to hear yet again. The channeler sits in the chair and he challenges that which is Kryon, the veil, God, whatever, challenges saying, if you are there, show me. I would like to tell you that when those words were uttered, everything changed. It changed in his life, and he didn't know it yet as he was actually preparing to sit in the chair. It changed because there was a multitude, you might say, of angelic forms and energies that were alerted. Perhaps you could even have a cartoon where all their heads snapped in unison to the chair. And they prepared to show my partner, because he had asked the magic question. It's the question that we invite every single one of you to ask. If you are there, show me. This is your invitation, because we made you look. And in the process of making you look, It means you're curious enough to make the challenge, and he was. He had hoped secretly, perhaps he even knew in an internal way, nothing would happen. Of course nothing would happen, but it did. As it will in your life as well, because when he sat in the chair for a moment, he was on the other side of the veil. And he'll never forget it. He will never forget it. This will be the scene that he carries in his last breath. And it will be the same with all of you. Because once you get to sense, feel, or even visualize, or even see what's on the other side of the veil, it never leaves you. Every cell of his body, you might say, was alerted. And the sensations went with the visualizations, but he was saturated with the love of spirit. And for just a few moments, he experienced something that many humans never experience, being on the other side of the veil while he was still here. To having it open up so that every cell was so filled with love and peace. And then for just that moment or two, he didn't want to go. He didn't want to come back. And that was surging through his body for those moments when he snapped back into the chair. He popped up off the chair and he was actually angry. And he says he was angry at the fact that he had felt manipulated, perhaps. He actually spoke to the chair and said, "Don't do that again." But he didn't mean that. What really happened was he went someplace and didn't want to come back. Have you ever heard these words from humans who have experienced an NDE, a near-death experience? And the answer is constantly. They go to a place, again, it's not a place at all. It's a dimensional energy. And in that, they feel things they have never felt in their life, spectacular visions, and a peacefulness that they had no idea they could even have. Everything simply dropped from them that was earthly, and they were in the most beautiful, serene place with others. And they felt love. And of course they didn't want to come back. And they did. It's the same thing. What do you think, truly, might be on the other side of the veil? Not to be trite with you, but the answer is everything that's not here. The other side of what you call the veil is a linear visualization. You put a wall there, you call it a veil. God is on one side and you're on the other. And that is a simple version, and that's the child's version that you're told. And now we get a little more esoteric. And now I will tell you what I've said before. You should hear this, dear ones. It's one of the most loving things I could ever give you. The veil is inside you. Everything that the Creator has for you that might be on the other side of the veil is actually inside you. And you know this because even in your dreams, sometimes you get to peek at it. Sometimes you get the most angelic dream. Every so often, your consciousness is allowed to go into those divine parts of you that reveal the music, the colors, all the things that are not here on this planet, in this linearity that you're in, and you'll come back from it, and you'll say, "Why did it stop? This is the most beautiful thing. Oh, that is really good." I wish for you more of those dreams, dear ones. I wish, that is to say, I cannot create them. I would love to see you have those on a regular basis. You can have them. It takes a human being who is out of fear, out of anxiety, and in a place that invites them. The veil is inside you, and it is moving. It is getting thinner, and we have said that as well. This veil comes with the human being, and it's what separates you dimensionally. Now, this month, we have spoken of multi-dimensions. We have spoken of just the very time fractal, you might say, of dimensionality. It changes. What if the other side of the veil was all dimensions that you could then feel and see, and instantly you would be with the Creator? That's the difference. Every single one of you is one breath away from the Creator. And that is inside you. Every single cell of your body has what we would call a divine complement. Every cell of your body knows divinity. This is how you arrived. And it's completely and totally covered by the dimension that you live in. This planet right now is starting to expand dimensionally. That is the veil. The planet is involved. You are involved. And we spoke of this earlier in other channels, earlier in the month. But there is more here. What is it that could trigger that veil thinning? Or perhaps your ability to visit the other side occasionally? What would trigger that? And the answer is your allowance and cognizing who you are. How many of you were programmed that you don't deserve to know? And the answer is many. It's tough to get through this idea that you were told that God is over there, the Creator is over there, and you are here. And that's not the way of it. Oh, that's not the way of it. What if I told you could step back and for a moment or two erase the veil within your own body and be with Spirit completely and totally, just for a moment or two, even as you sit there? This is a possibility. Some of you are doing it right now, and you could not do it, let's say, 15 years ago. These are the things that are changing for you on this planet. These are the things that are changing even within your own biology. We've talked about the 24th pair of chromosomes that you have that are multidimensional, that are starting to awaken. They're only awakening because you are moving dimensionally as well. And in that awakening, with your permission, you get to sample what's on the other side of the veil. You live in such a linear black and white world, and on the other side, there is no time, and it's fully in color, where you can hear light even. These are the things that dimensionality provides. When you move into another kind of a dimension, which you are doing, not a linear one, but one which includes multi-dimensions, suddenly you meet the family as well. Did I start to maybe give you some hints on what all of this is about? Dear ones, what's on the other side of the veil is a magnificent you. That's what you'll find. Beautiful, beyond description, peaceful, filled with the love of Spirit, which belongs to you. I'm crying in love with all of you. I'll talk more about it another time. And so it is.